your brother still. You see, I try to sell. I mean, I'm trying not to think anything, but it's like.
I know.
Keep
your problem is. Your problem is you cannot silence that. Thought keep on arising.
Keep on arising is like.
You know why or not?
Recalling the.
Yeah.
The history.
No, unfinished business. The memory.
The memory.
Yeah lah.
Keep repeating and repeating.
You know why?
Going on and on and on.
You know why?
I don't know.
Okay, come on and write. No, come on and write. I tell you the answer. I already told you what is thought. Thought is respond to memory, understand or not? When you have memory, thought will arise. That's why the living being without awareness will be heedless, understand or not? Right, thought is respond to memory. Right on top. Luckily you ask. In fact, the new people are all like that. You ask me to silence, how? The thought keep on coming. Respond to memory. No wonder he cannot grow. Say two times also cannot yet, because new, understand? So normal. So don't worry. People are there, because they got sincerity, intention. Once they understand, very fast. So can you together read it out? Read it out together.
Thought is response to memory.
Okay? I ask you a question. Baby, newborn. Memory, kosong. Prince. No conditioning, no knowledge, nothing. Can the baby think? Impossible, isn't it? Language also he don't know. Whatever you talk to him also he don't know. But he learned very fast, no? We are the conditioning. You teach it, papa, mama. Then the pronunciation like broken one. Pa, well, that is the most easy to pronounce. Or ma, one syllable. But you two, he need a few weeks. Or maybe 1 month to able to have that speech. Then he learn. And when he learn, he accumulate as memory. Then after that, he become like automatic. A apple, B ball. If you every time feed him, condition him, then he remember through memory. Then they won't learn one, understand? This is knowledge. Oh boy, you're very good. What is this? A? Apple, memory, understand? But you teach him the correct way, you know what Krishnamurti say or not? Our education system is rubbish. We'll never teach them awareness, to be aware. Teach them, this one, maybe A apple, show it that fellow, A apple, but don't give the concept of this one. What you see, what is this? Then he got no word, no. He hasn't learned, understand or not? If they are young, if let's say you give them something very bitter, and you say this is good, you know what happened? They grow up, they like to eat bitter things.
Yes.
They don't like sweet things, understand or not? Because they're conditioning, understand or not? So memory, understand or not? So the reason why you cannot be quiet and silent is because the mental hindrance are there. You know what is mental hindrance? The 5 mental hindrance. You heard of it? Sensual desire, ill will? Let her answer. See? She don't know. It's okay, don't worry. Because you sincerely want to learn, that's why this one is important. If you don't ask, you cannot learn. Well, all these are essential dhamma. Initially, you must read up first. When you don't understand, never mind, commit to memory first. Then when you listen to all this sharing, then only you can follow. No wonder I saw her like Lia Bo Kiu and all the sharing. I don't blame you because these people have been here for so long, understand not? And you are not in the real Dhamma world, understand not? You seldom learn. We're essential Dhamma, 5 mental hindrance. You know why hindrance? Your mindset that hinders your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. I know this sentence is too long for you. Understand? Because a lot of the words no meaning yet. But never mind. So this mental hindrance hinders your mind from becoming peaceful, developing the ability to be silent. Understand? And what are they? Your sensual desire. Things that you see through your senses. You see, you like, you have craving, you desire it. Understand? Then you don't like, you got aversion, you want to push it away, dislike. So what happened to you is, this become habitual. Every moment of sense or perception, whenever you see, you hear, you smell, you taste, you tactile or thought process, you got this duality. If every day you create like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant, this essential desire you will. Means the hindrance of mind is there. Understand not? Throughout the day, you arise it. When throughout the day you got mental hindrance, what does the hindrance do? Hinder you from becoming peaceful, understand? Having the inner awareness to be silent. That's why you cannot stop thinking. Then you also know your memory, understand? Unfinished business. Sometimes not only that, your phobia, understand? Your unsettled problem, understand not? When you hear also, you worry, my children how? You got children or not? You worry about them or not? Do they know how to take care or not? All this from thought, isn't it? Memory, isn't it? Then when somebody shares something, then that one trigger of conditioning for you to recall. Oh, my children also, I must call back or not. See whether they okay or not. So, this is what memory is about. That's why I say, don't stay here. But for you, you cannot. You don't stay here, you cannot act, you cannot work. That is the only instrument you have, understand? Your memory is your only instrument, understand? Otherwise, you cannot remember who your husband is, understand? No memory, the dementia one. Who your children also, you cannot remember. How you go out, where your house is also, you cannot remember. Understand? That's why without memory, you like lost a lot of ability to function. Understand? So it's okay. Understand this, then tell yourself, if I want to overcome this mental hindrance, what must I do? The teaching is what? Cultivate the opposite? Five spiritual faculty, which we are going through. Understand? And what are the spiritual faculty? Can you? We actually totally don't know. Spiritual faculty.
Faith, is it?
Faith. Faith is one of them, yes.
Sincerity.
Oh, no. Sincerity is a virtue, understand?
Faith.
I don't have English word at the side.
Virya.
Virya is spiritual zeal. Tenacity. When you got faith, means you know who the Buddha is, so special, understand? He is the wisest and the most virtuous human being ever to exist. So to have him as your teacher, you got a lot of faith and gratitude, understand? And his teaching can bring about enlightenment. So your faith in him very strong, understand? Then that one will drive you to learn his teaching, pay respect to him to develop merits, understand? Follow his advice to avoid all evil, do good, purify your mind. And now it's so slowly go in already. Where you got nobody to ask. Luckily you ask. So now slowly you can. Because I realize you are not familiar with this. So just now, that few words, thought is respond to memory, to five words. You cannot remember. No? I said, there's no understanding. You cannot commit to memory. Commit to memory like that. Then not only you, no? A lot of people who study Dhamma, they are called Dhamma practitioner. They supposed to be 10, 20 years, 30 years old. You know what happened? He very long in meditation already, and go all over, Sri Lanka, everywhere. Then you see her everywhere. So when I asked her, what is the five aggregate of form and mind, the two aspects, cannot understand. Then ask her to recite the five aggregate. Need to think. Rupang, go to memory. Oh, otherwise he cannot remember. Why? Because take for granted that he know, but he never reply, contemplate. It never stabilize. Why I no need to remember? Why I straight away from here I can say, oh? It's because I reflected, contemplated, and understood, and see the importance. That's why I developed the understanding. When I developed the understanding of the five spiritual faculties, I no need to remember one. But these are the things I do, understand? Not? I developed the faith, I see the importance. Then this one drive me, the vidya. Then after that, I know importance of sati, we have heedfulness, understand? Not? That's why I train my mind to have sati. Then when this one stabilized, becomes samadhi, do I need to remember? Then when I'm in sati samadhi, I see things as they are awakened. So this spiritual faculty, I don't need to remember. Mental hindrance maybe sometimes not need to recall. Yeah. You know, I got no mental hindrance for so long. Understand? But roughly, because I teach very often, this one is still there. Understand? So, okay? Tracy? See? You like that, like that? Don't worry. This one, listen to the recording again. You go back, Casey is your husband. He knows what? Ask him to teach you.
Know how to explain.
Oh, okay, okay. Put near your mouth.
Okay, I think because he don't read a lot.
Yeah.
He had to read first.
More
as a beginner.
Casey, I tell you, he don't read a lot. Clean slate, progress very fast.
Yeah.
Like Po Cheng like that. Yeah. Why you want to read so much rubbish? Yeah. If it's all talk based on, you are conditioned, no? Then your belief system all, you dare not, like, change over, no? Like people explain to you things in a different way, you skeptical, no? Understand? Then you dare not, because habit is like that, especially in the office. If you try to introduce change, you know how difficult, no, in the office.
Yeah.
Understand? No? Where people are so used to the old way, understand? No? They feel comfortable. So when they do that, they dare not take risk, understand? No? So they refuse change. Everywhere is the same. So what Casey say, you refuse to read, that's why you don't have the knowledge, the understanding, which is correct. True, it's a fact.
That is the first turning of.
Correct. You say that is the first turning, but you commit to memory, become knowledge, it's not the first turning. Because your first turning, you must contemplate, reflect, inquire. Then reflect on your life experience, understand now? Then you recall what is birth, understand? The whole process. Then what is all the reality? When things don't go your way, separation. But these are reality that happen. When your children don't listen to you, how? You wo song, you know? Then separation, you experience before, the fear of losing your loved one, your possession. You know? So reflect into it. Then all this, no need to remember. Understand? Not? So you're lucky, clean slate. You will progress very far. What you should do, you go back now. You listen to the recording again, slowly. Then read the Heart Sutta again. Understand? You know what Auntie Song said? He last time don't like meditation. Don't like to come for retreat. This retreat, he said, he learned a lot. She full of joy. He keep on thanking me. He said, look at the chair, he said, oh, but my tongue, now it's here, look at the tongue, oh, my tongue, the fine aggregate, all of it. So now she knows how she functions as a human being, as a physical body with the consciousness. Then what can your mind do? I can feel. Easy to understand, huh? What can your mind do? You can feel that. Tracy? Utiadebo? You can feel. What else can you do? You can perceive it. Otherwise, how you know my voice? How you know it's a Buddha Rupa? How you know KC is your husband? You perceive it through memory. That is what your mind can do. And that is the aggregate of mind. Then what else you do? Every day you do what? You think a lot, isn't it? That is sankara. Then you worry, you fear. Then? Don't worry, that one later. Once you understand this step by step, Just now I already explained the five mental hindrance. I just said, there's someone ask me how not to think.
Maybe need to write
it down for you. No need. Don't worry. It's in the book.
Okay.
No. But you are new. That's why I say you have a lot of potential. It's a blessing in disguise. You didn't read. Didn't read means clean slate. Wait. Clean slate means what?
Don't understand.
白紙. White piece of paper, clean, no contamination, understand or not? No knowledge, no what they call all the views, opinion and condition about meditation, understand or not? Like that, very easy to learn. So, Ingbi also know, clean slate means what? You got a sponge, understand or not? That can absorb anything that is told to you, understand or not? Because that sponge is dry, understand or not? Clean slate. If not a clean slate, that sponge is tinted and already moist and maybe last some sealer, understand or not? All sorts of knowledge inside there. So how to absorb? Like the Zen. The cup is full. Understand? We have all the rubbish inside there. The slate is full of knowledge, understand? It's full of all the belief system, conditioning, and all the theory that you learn. But you never develop the real teaching. So when the cup is full, I try to teach you new thing, pour into your cup, what happened? Overflow lah, understand or not? But to you, it's so new, so alien. What is all this? Monk also never teach, understand or not? Huh? Never heard before. Huh. You know what happened when I try to teach them to go to the heart? You ask MB, they will know. All the Theravada, kena scolding by the monk. When you meditate, you go to the heart, I think Chi Wei will know. The monk scold you, why go to the heart? Understand? So, this is what is happening. That's why I don't want to come out and teach last time. You know, when I say it's contradictory, and people don't understand. Okay, the last one. What else can you do? Your mind. You can feel, you can perceive, you can think and become emotional. What else can your mind do? I give you a hint. How do you know the world?
How do I know what?
How do you know the world? How do you know what is happening? Listen, don't worry. Clean slate, very easy. Listen. This will go in. How do you know the Buddha Rupa? Huh? The Buddha image, how do you know? Through your?
Through sight lah.
Sight lah, means seeing consciousness lah, understand or not? You are capable of being conscious, understand or not? That is the fourth aggregate. Conscious of what? What you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, and what you tactile feel and think. That is how you function as a human being. That is how you know the world, understand or not? Perceive the world. That's how you can interact with the world because of your senses. Understand or not? And this is the most important fact and understanding that you must have as self-knowledge. Understand or not? But because yours is clean state, you never hear all this before, that's why you got trouble answering me. Because your senses operate and do all these things for you without you knowing that you have senses. Understand? Huh? Now you knock your head, means this one will go in. Understand? Huh? Don't worry, you will catch up and overtake KC in no time, I tell you. Sure, you must have three things. Now that three things. Faith is one of the spiritual faculty. Sincerity is a virtue. Then persevere is like virya. But virya is spiritual zeal to drive you. Okay? Then the second one is virya. Third one is develop mindfulness, awareness, heedfulness. The third spiritual zeal. Too much knowledge cannot go in. Never mind, go back and slowly read.
Okay, thank you, Brother
Bill. Sadhu. Really, you don't believe me, you give her time. And if she continues to attend the class or listen to the recording enough, she will overtake AC.
Yeah. First timer, and then the second day, she follow me for the Mahayana chanting. I wake up every day 5 o'clock.
Yes. Make Wu Yan one, understand? The only thing is the Bohi Mai Goti Kun, understand? Understand? The Bohi Mai Goti Kun, up with Chen. But the moment I chant, I tell you, wow, miracle. Really? Knowledge bind, you remember that? 所知障. Know so much for what? Listen attentively. Understand. Don't try to know. Knowing is knowledge, understand? Listen attentively, understand. The moment you understand, you become wise, understand? It's not knowledge anymore. Okay? This one not bad. The condition for this to come out, no? And this one, I said, nobody expect. Well, I thought everybody who come, at least got some basic, understand? But this one really good, no? Clean, no? Putte, no? The whole piece of paper. The sponge, dry, no? Ever willing to absorb. But because Bohi might not wake up yet, understand? No? That's why cannot. A lot of things cannot. But never mind. Because there could be some coming obstruction. Because you remember that monk, the Buddha tried to teach, his coming obstruction, he cannot even remember one stanza. Just like this one, 5 words. The moment the Buddha say, he cannot remember already. And he become arahant. You know what the Buddha do or not? Give him a white cloth. Ask him to go and clean. Go and polish and clean it out. Then he realized that the more he polished, the white cloth become dirty. Then suddenly, he awakened. He become an arahant. You know why? He said, my mind also like that. When I polish, means what? I entangle myself with the world. That's why it become dirty, understand or not? Contaminated. Then he realized, hey, same analogy. He like that wake up, no need to meditate. And arahant. That's why clean slate, very powerful one. Okay?
Very few.
Yeah.
I share something very few.
Okay.
Give some feedback to Sister Tracy. For example, my mom, last month, she was, because for the whole month of us, my mom, every week, weekly, once or twice, she will go to Brahma Vihara to do offering to 22 monks, for the whole month of us. So one day on the way back, that time, Danny was not driving. Danny, most of you know, he's a good chanter. So I was driving, Danny was sitting at the back, my mom was just in front. So my mom, suddenly, she won't talk to me about Dharma, because maybe there's this karmic obstruction between us. But suddenly in the car, she asked, Danny, that day, last Friday, because now our local, every Friday, they have this metta circle where they meditate together. I will not join because it's that thought-based meditation. So she came, and she in the car, out of nowhere, she said, Danny, I want to ask you, last week, I'm very shy to report, but actually, suddenly I felt so silent, you know.
Wow.
Because beside our center, there's this mechanic. So at night, usually he will hammer, just like hammering, and ding, dong, 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 dong. The outside noise
doesn't affect her.
This is so silent. Then Danny was saying, you must search. So what is it about? this white slab has become Brahma. I made an expression that this white slab, hopefully, if finding blessing, please come to the right. Don't go and dirty person. So really, a white slab is very important, brother Theo. So for my mom is she always when anything happens, she will think charm lah. Her charm is like a mantra idea. For me, it's like okay. These are small marks, tendency of the mind. But what Brother Teo meaning about a clean slab, quite A4 paper, a white A4 paper is you have not really entangled yourself with any knowledge base training to do something with using thought. Once you are in there, you want to U-turn, it takes
very
energy.
Difficult.
Right.
That's why this retreat, the mother, full of joy, keep on coming to me and tell me, "Brother, brother, thank you. I learn a lot. I learn a lot. I learn a lot." Because clean slate, the sponge can absorb another. And he liked this Dharma Bell related to her life experience. She can actually relate it. That's why this type of people, Tracy, you also like that actually. But le parami maybe bukao la. E hodana. E really chia one of that one. Pamasuri house, you remember? Janta?
Yes, sir.
You requested together with Pamasuri. I said, "Oh, problem." I said, "Auntie saw every time he Malacca, Chu Ho Jia, a lot of joy and very kind, very generous. Then I know got parami. Then sometimes ask Janta to bring a lot of things to my house. No? He said, my mother, Chu one. It's I, why suka sambal? Petai. Petai. That was suka jia sotong. So all this, without them knowing, you know, fatal already, you know, understand? So because of that, it changed so fast. You're not the one telling me, "Oh, Virgil, Virgil, I really full of joy. My mother, oh, it be waka e hiao yon dama." Because the way just now she expressed, accept means what? Free, understand? Means acceptance is freeing your mind from attachment, entanglement, from holding on and remembering it. So that is a beautiful understanding. And she saw, no need to tell people, accept, finish. Then the life becomes beautiful. Then money come to her. Understand? No? You remember the 200,000 and all things? Because generosity, pardon me. Tetapai help out dana one. Chia lang jia mi kaliao. Lang ho, understand? No? To practice Dhamma, you must have parami, virtue, kindness, you know. Because the path factor that brings her so far is what? Right? Right living, understand? No? Right living, understand? No? Because of the virtue and also affinity. That's why meant to be, she comes. Not supposed to come. So after this, she also very different. But she faster than you are. You got some coming obsession. But don't worry, take your time. You will become beautiful when you understand. Because look, starting, you like me, you know, standard one last in the class. All zero. You liabok you, like I cannot understand the English. Understand? And your English not so good, I believe. Because the word slate also you don't understand. Like my wife, the English not so good, but she learned. Then now she dare to speak and share in English. Oh, be fine. So you have your affinity, otherwise you won't be here. And sit almost 7 days already, coming to 8 already. And you didn't go and sleep or walk around. I saw you actually quite miserable because not much thing going, but luckily, I add in some humor.
Every night I was doing the video with Jin Hao. Yeah. She is here bowing.
Oh, so how to? Wow, that parami jadi liao. Bowing is a reverential salutation, no? Because of your faith, that's why automatically Guang Gong Jati Gong. Understand? No? The more you bow, the affinity. I tell you, all these great beings, they come and visit you also, you don't know. They come and see you also, you don't know. They come and help you to develop the understanding. So your time will come. Understand? Tracy? Sadhu, Sadhu, sadhu. Very good. Luckily she asked. If you dare not ask, shy means what? Chakakia. My daughter also knows. Who is shy? The thought is shy. Then kena con again. Understand? Security. So very good. Thank you so much for providing the condition for us to actually share this. Yeah, this one will help a lot of newcomers. The big contrast is anti-song, less coming obstruction, but you got parami. Otherwise, you won't be here, you won't be bowing, you won't be listening. So the time will come. Okay? Thank you. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.